It's our review show, Neil Atkinson with Neil Jones and Sean Rogers, to talk about Liverpool up against Porto. And to start talking in the first place, Neil, let's almost do the end first. You can almost write the last half an hour off in a strange way as a game to talk about. And this is a Liverpool side that, to me, they looked relatively happy to shake hands. And I think Porto looked happy to shake hands, given what happened last season. And it becomes this odd contest. We're almost only really talking here about a football match that goes for an hour.
Yeah. I think, certainly from a Liverpool point of view, I think the last half an hour was a little bit of a, the fans would probably say, a damn squib. But if you think back to the Bayern game, it felt a little bit like that in the Bayern game. Didn't
it?
Last 10, 15, 20, you thought it felt like Liverpool almost settled for 0-0. And, you know, circumstances proved that if that was the case, then they were right to do so because they fancied themselves away. Porto still had, you know, a bit of a threat, didn't he? You know, Marega in particular had two or three tight angle shots, you know, across. He slashed one wide near post. He dragged one wide at the far post. And, you know, he still had that semblance of a threat. But I did get the impression, certainly from Liverpool's angle, that this isn't like last season where 2-0 probably isn't enough, you know, or not guaranteed enough. I think they feel that if they keep a clean sheet and if they get ahead in a tie against anyone, whether it's Porto, Bayern Munich, whoever, that they still fancy themselves and they back themselves. And I think they'll be thinking now, this tie is one hit away from being done.
This, I want to write this off now, this bit of it, Sean, and part of the reason why is to also say, you know, you can see that in the subs. He subs for legs. I think he's trying to save Mane's legs with Origi. He subs for legs with Firmino. Also an argument with Firmino, he's subbing for involvement as well. It's interesting he gets studded some time on the pitch. I do think if you're Jurgen Klopp and thinking about the mysterious ways of football and what you saw from Sturridge away at Chelsea, you're probably thinking, I need to keep Daniel as involved as possible here. There might be some sort of moment when we need some sort of magic from him. And whilst his performance was a bit frustrating at times, last night when he comes on, the manager might think, you know what, I'm all right with this. Let's keep him ticking. Let's get him involved to some degree, because you never know.
Yeah, I think his subs tell you a little bit and his bench tells you a lot. No Moreno on the bench.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. No Robertson, you maybe see him in. I think it's interesting to see Sturridge back on the bench, see Gomez on the bench. It's the subs themselves. I think Liverpool have got a bit sloppy, sort of early second half. They just were. They were a little bit sloppy. And I think he's looked at it and gone, well, I can put Origi and Sturridge on, who are going to be hopefully high intensity, actually inject something into it. Both of them might do some kind of a spark that gets me that third goal that I'd really like. At the same time, I can rest the legs as well. There's the other side of it that, you know, we talk about quite a lot, like off the show, is that one of the things at Melwood that people sort of rave about is that the players who aren't in the squad, the youngsters that are coming through, have got such a fabulous attitude. They train fantastic. Your Morenos, your Sturridges, your Matips previously,
Shaqiri.
Lallana, Shaqiri. They're, you know, the little whispers you hear from people in and around the place, you know, Neil's known far better than me, but it's not perfect, but it's probably as happy a camp as anyone at that level of football could probably have.